Yeah, I mean, I can. I'll be honest on camera. So I 21 years old, sixth pick in the draft. I signed a 4-year, $11 million deal. The first mistake is people say, okay, I got $11 million. You got five over 4 years. So that $1 million house that you thought that you had $11 million, that you had $10 million more, that house then becomes more expensive. You buy a house or, some guys rent, whatever. Most guys buy their mother a house or a car or something. They buy themselves a car. You got a 2-4% agent fee. You got the MBA escrow. So that check gets eaten up. Yeah, I mean, that's a six pick. Now, if you're rookie minimum, that's 350. So, you're looking at maybe 200 grand. One of my, some of my veterans spent a little more than others. I'm not gonna name names, but if those are the guys that are taking you under their wing, that's what you get used to. And so that's how you think it has to be, and that's how you think the life is, and you get caught up in that, and then you end up spending way more than you should. I remember it's a funny story, so I can tell this story. One of my vets was Tony Delt. Played at Kentucky, great guy. I had this like toiletry bag from, it might have been a team issue toiletry bag, or it was from like Target or something, I don't know. But it wasn't super expensive. It was like falling apart. I think it had a hole in it, so I don't know. He's like, come on, man. You NBA player, what are you gonna do? Come on, Rook. You gotta get you something nice, man. You professional. You ain't walking around with this nonsense. And, that was the first time I felt kind of not pressured, but like I had to represent myself like a professional. And I ended up going out and getting me like a Louis Vuitton one, whatever. Over time I bought some of that stuff, and I did kind of fall into that pattern. But I always was able to kind of keep it in check to an extent.